This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Hal Stewart meets Gary Kemp.
A songwriter and guitarist in one of the most iconic bands of the 80s, Spandau Ballet, Gary Kemp has become one of the most successful writers of the decade. During their career, Spandau Ballet notched up 23 hit singles and spent a combined total of more than 500 weeks in the UK charts, achieving over 25 million album sales worldwide. Gary is also an accomplished stage and screen actor with critical and commercial success in films such as The Craze, The Bodyguard, and the BBC TV comedy The Kemps All True with his brother Martin, and on stage in London's West End as part of the Jamie Lloyd Theatre Company. I'm delighted to say Gary Kemp joins us on BFBS The Forces Station now. Gary, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, very happy.
I'm very happy to be speaking to you. In Solo, the album, your second solo album. I've had the pleasure of listening to it. What are your thoughts on that, and how proud must you be when this is finally out there and people are listening to it?
I'm really happy with this album. I think it's some of the best songs I've personally written. It was a real exercise in trying to write music for grown-ups, I think lyrically especially. But at the same time, you know, I can't help but write a few hooks. You know, I'm trying to get that into the music as well. I think the autonomy was really exciting to have, not having to write for a band, which is what I used to do and what I'm known for, and working with some brilliant musicians because everyone was stuck at home, so I could work remotely with the likes of Roger Taylor from Queen or my wonderful friend Richard Jones from The Feeling, and I'm really pleased with it.
You mentioned there some people you got the pleasure of working with. Do you yourself have your own inspirations, people that you choose to listen to in your own time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's to do with my past, which is what, you know, most people hold dearest to them with music, you know, what was my musical landscape? I mean, that's most certainly Bowie. And I think a lot of this album it's a nostalgic album in that it was about me looking back at my younger self occasionally. You know, I was drawing on stuff from Wings, say, you know, or 10cc. I think in the old days, 10cc could put out a track like I'm Mandy Fly Me, which is about 6 minutes long, and it would just get played on Radio 1. People would have no problem. Now it's like, oh my God, it's got to be under 3 minutes. You know, we seem to be, art for art's sake, in those days, we seemed to have been much more open to adventurous progressive music. But we've all closed down into sound bites now. I was listening to those. I was trying to reproduce some of the backing vocals, as it were, getting an inspiration from it. And as far as new artists are concerned, you know, St. Vincent from America, I really love the work she does. I like the work that Paul Weller's doing right now. You know, this, I listen to everything and it all goes in, and I make my choices when I write my own stuff as to the kind of style I want.
So if I was to jump in the car with Gary, what music would I find that would be readily available?
Radio 4.
I'll regret asking that.
You know, it's whatever's on my phone, and it, you know, there's a great artist, Sharon Van Etten, who I really like, from America right now. Yeah, so a singer-songwriters really get me as well. You know, I like people who've got something to say rather than any new band that's floating about.
Tell me about the single I Remember You.
That was one of the first records I wrote for the tracks I wrote for the album. It's a nostalgic kind of song about that. You know, I reached a certain age and you know there's a lot more behind you than in front of you. And you know, we all grow up and it seems seamless, you know, and then suddenly we look back and we think, wow, was I that guy, that young man who had so much ahead of him, who was, you know, super fit, who had ambitions, and I miss him. I miss that guy. Maybe I'm not that person anymore at all. You know, it was a song about that feeling. I shot the video early one morning on one shot, walking around Soho, which was where I kind of mapped my formative years. You know, that's where I saw Bowie for the first time. That's where I saw punk bands. That's where I saw, you know, I danced to electronica and became a new romantic. You know, Spandau Ballet played gig there, but in the early days. So it was very important to me. My ghost still walks there. That's kind of what I'm looking for in that song. So it's a song about someone you miss, but it's a song about missing your younger self.
I think a lot of people would be able to hear that and actually picture someone in their own mind, and that's really quite powerful when you can make a song that can speak to so many people and everyone will get their own interpretation.
But I didn't feel there was enough songs out there about that subject. And maybe that was just, it was just initially, I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking, oh, I need to write a song about this because this is how I answer my problems. And then as I thought about it and I wanted to present it to people, I thought, well, there aren't many songs that talk about that sort of thing. You know, you get old guys pretending, you know, singing songs about falling in love for the first time. I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so, and I think when you're younger, which is the time when most people write their big pop hits, you haven't had enough experience in life to even write about the truth. Most of what you write about is just nicked from other people's songs or ideas or what you think is the right cliche to say. So I think you have to get to a certain age before you can really tell the truth, if you like.
Let's hear it now. This is Gary Kemp with I Remember You.
Because the day's too long, although your tears have never left you strong, you pacify yourself with moon and song, and shun the mirror and the sun, and all the joy of others' fun, because the good times feel all done. I remember you, so strong and assembled, no fear of the new, the youth you resemble. But all that is left just leaves you bereft. I remember you. I remember you. You'd run all day and never break a sweat. You had no doubts, you always take a bet. Never knew the pain of love's regret. You felt the tightness in your skin. Your eye was sharper than a pin, and every battle you would win. I remember you, so cool and together. You knew what to do, whatever the weather. But all that drowned in evening light, I've seen the stills all faded now, all faded now. I should be glad of all these things, because to gain a life you have to make a loss. But you'll never know the man that I once was. Felt the tightness in his skin, his eye was sharper than a pin, and every battle he would win. I remember you, so strong and assembled, no fear of the new, the youth you resembled, but all that is left just leaves you.
Album in solo by Gary Kemp. That was I Remember You. We're in conversation with Gary, and the lead single is Ahead of the Game. Gary, what was the inspiration for this one? And actually, why specifically did you pick Ahead of the Game as the lead single from the album?
Well, I think it's the best pop tune. Why didn't I ever find that one before? Why has it waited all this time to come to me? Because that would have been brilliant for Spandau Ballet back in the 80s. It would have been, it was just the song that was the most uplifting. But the lyrics are about my wife, I think. You know, they're about someone who's just, you're having a relationship with someone who's just much better than you, that's always ahead of you, that's always getting on and doing things. I'm a great procrastinator, or I, you know, spend hours, you know, noodling in a studio, you know, where she's just getting things done. And that's a great person to have in your life. She's ahead of the game, and she's inspiring me.
Such energy, you know I love you, you're always first to the draw. As fast as you is something I'll never be.
Gary Kemp.
Hal Stewart meets Gary Kemp.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Are you thinking of doing more acting? I mean, you've done so much. The film The Craze, just personally for me, one of my favourites, taking us back to 1990. I remember as when I was in my dormitory, I had the VHS video propped up right against the side of my bed. So I don't want to sound creepy, but I used to fall asleep to you and your brother, your faces. pressed inches away.
I want to tell you, that is creepy.
Sorry.
No. That was a great film to be part of. I think the script was really clever. It wasn't just a straight-up gangster movie. You know, it's a film that dealt with the women involved, really, and it was from their perspective, a lot of it. Beautifully written by Philip Ridley and directed by Peter Medak. I was lucky to be part of that, and it stood the test of time. You know, I do act, but I do a lot more theatre acting in the West End over the last few years. I've done a few Harold Pinter plays. I really like that feeling of being in a group on stage where you're all relying on each other. And I guess it's growing up as a musician. That's what we do. You know, you're not just getting it when you're doing a film or TV. It's every man for himself. And so I like doing that. And also I can walk home afterwards.
So what do you make of your brother Martin and his stage acting? I know he's done some as well.
No, you know, my brother did Chicago in the West End a few years ago. He was absolutely brilliant, you know, singing top of his game. You know, he was pushing his envelope. And I think that's what we all try and do. You know, I still try and do that, you know, challenge yourself. You know, I've been playing with Nick Mason from Pink Floyd, and everyone's like, what's Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet doing with Pink Floyd? Surely he hates Pink Floyd. I love the way people niche you, you know, I mean, they think that I'm just sitting home with a Bowie record and a Chic record, and that's all I've got. I suppose people know me more now because I do the Rock on Tours podcast as well with Guy, but you've got to keep pushing yourself, taking on those challenges. Even at this stage in life, don't stay comfortable. You know, put an album out. Put an album out that's personal. Put your head on the chopping block. Let people criticize you. Just don't read it.
Yeah, I really like that advice. Spandau Ballet, as you've mentioned, one of the biggest groups of the 80s. Will they ever tour again with a new singer?
I don't think that's going to happen now. You know, I think it's either got to be with five members, whoever's alive, and we're all alive at the moment, or not at all. Because we tried that and it didn't work for me, felt completely wrong for me. It was like, it's like saying to your wife, I'm going to continue this relationship, but with someone else. it just didn't feel right, you know. Call it another name, you know. But and whether we'll get back together again or not, and not at the moment, I don't think. I think we're all really doing our own thing and very happily doing our own things.
Do you personally have a favourite song from Spandau Ballet?
Through the Barricades probably is the song that I think is the most mature that we ever made, and so I you know, I love that. As far as the when we were young men is concerned, I'd say Chart Number One, because I think that was just a great, you know, funk record, raw. Reminds me of Soho. We shot the video in Soho, and you know, I still think that sounds modern.
I don't need this pressure on.
Chant number one from Spandau Ballet. It's Hal Stewart here with you on BFBS, the Forces Station, in conversation with Gary Kemp. Gary, we know that gold really became synonymous. It became the theme, the anthem, if you will, for the London 2012 Olympics, and that made you tremendously proud. But also, that song's recently been adopted by the armed forces, and I know that's something that also means a great deal to you.
I have to say, and especially given that I'm on this radio station, you know, watching the Coldstream Guards doing gold at Changing of the Guards outside Buckingham Palace absolutely was one of the biggest thrills I've ever had in my life. And I'm so honoured that they chose to do that. And they've done it a few years now, but they focused on that track because the Olympiads were coming back, and it was on the news. And everyone started texting me and phoning me and saying, you know, my God, they've done your song and it's on the news. It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I hope it stays in their repertoire long after I'm gone.
Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Hal Stewart meets Gary Kemp.
Do you still get that feeling that you maybe had when you started out, of that pride of just even hearing your own song on a radio, or in this case when we talk about London 2012 or the Coldstream Guards, seeing others perform it? How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't think anything beats that, the Guards doing it. I mean, nothing can beat the pride that I felt at that point, but I'm still happy that it's that the songs are part of people's lives. They, you know, yeah, I get a thrill. You know, I was walking through the living room a few weeks ago when my nine-year-old was watching The Simpsons, and True comes on in The Simpsons, and I said to my son, I wrote that. And he went, you write The Simpsons? I said, no, I wrote that song. And you know, he's nine, he doesn't know what I've written. So that's yeah, I thought pride that it's involved in various bits of other cultures.
Thank you.
this is going to be the hardest question, and really for me, sometimes in a way it feels like a lazy question, but you probably had it many times. Do you have a career highlight?
Being at Live Aid and doing Live Aid was a heightened reality. I mean, that was just extraordinary to be backstage with McCartney and Townsend and Sting and all the guys and being part of this thing that was bigger than, you know, more powerful than anything anyone had ever done. You know, I mean, this is giving power to the people that day. And I think it changed the world in more ways than we think. You know, I think it's made people feel that they can do things. It was a great day to be part of, yeah.
You've already given a great shout out to the Coldstream Guards. Do you have a message for your Forces fans listening across the world to you right now, Gary?
Well, only that, you know, you're doing an amazing job being away from home as well and being away from your family. If you are, that makes it even harder. But we're very proud of you here and we need you.
Gary Kemp, this has been an absolute joy for me personally. Thank you so much for giving up the time.
Thanks, Hal.
BFBS, original music specials.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.